listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, join the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club. Browns backers worldwide. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports, and includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences, my favorite of all. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. We got some tweets to go through here, don't we, young man?
We certainly do. People very, very into what we've been doing here on the show in terms of the mock draft. Some people don't like it. You get a guy like at C Sparrow 12 says, no offense, I'd hate that draft. Speaking of mine, he'd rather go quarterback at four than grab one of the receivers, whether it be a Lee, a Benjamin, et cetera, then fill in the depth. Now, some other people do like it. They like the picks, thinks it could, you know, balance things out very well. You get interesting. Most people like the fact that there's Watkins in the draft. I think a lot of people are very into that. Mm-hmm. Not as many people worried about the quarterback position. And then the people who are, though, are passionate and adamant that we need to get a quarterback early. And I think it talks about, goes to what Nate Ulrich was talking about, saying, you know, they haven't had so much success with the drafts, and but yet they haven't taken anybody early since Tim Couch. And he was the most successful quarterback here. And whoever comes in this year will be getting in and will be getting into a much better situation with better talent around him.
Yeah, I do want to see the quarterback be the pick if it's the right quarterback. I don't want to see this issue forced. I think there are some people who just say, hey, there's if you just pick one of the guys, you're getting a good quarterback because this draft has multiple players deserving of that pick, and I don't agree with that. I think there's only one, again, in my mind, and he's gone before the Browns get their chance to pick him. So I will admit that I'm not as comfortable with taking a receiver at four as I would be a little later on, but I think Watkins is pretty extraordinary, and the need to get that other starter is so great that if you feel, and this is on the presumption that we're putting our GM hats on, if you feel that this is far and away the best receiver to come down the pike in a long time and the best of a draft that is loaded with receiver talent, then you have to make that choice there, in my mind.
I don't know. To me, there's just so much talent. If you don't trade. To me, there's just so much talent at wide receiver that Watkins would have to be in the mind of the evaluator so much better than everybody else. And there are people who certainly feel that way, that he is head and shoulders above everybody else and is good, could be as good as a Julio Jones or an A.J. Green. And if you do feel that way, then I get it. To me, the depth at wide receiver makes it so difficult for me to take the best receiver. Now, the best receiver is the best receiver for a reason, and putting him alongside one of arguably the best receivers in the game today certainly is very, very interesting and appealing, and makes you feel that a quarterback, whether it be Brian Hoyer or somebody taken a little bit later in the draft, could be successful. You like Bortles at four. I still am a big fan of Teddy Bridgewater. I just think that when you look at the way that things are being assembled here, you can kind of get a sense that this is a team that wants to assemble a complete team and then put a quarterback in place in a position to succeed with everything around him. And the Browns have an opportunity, as we laid out in our first six picks of our mock drafts, as we're on the road to the draft driven by Liberty Ford here on CBD. And you can check out those mocks at ClevelandBrowns.com later today. They'll be posted side by side. You're starting to get a sense that the Browns are going to be able to go into this offseason and go into training camp, Vic, I believe with fewer question marks than they have had in a long time, and certainly like light night and day compared to last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt that it's a very different dynamic, a whole different feel compared to what we saw a year ago. And I think it's interesting that if I'm reading how people sort of look at this draft from, I'm talking maybe from the fan base, from the feedback we get, social media, other places, emails, that there's less of a pressing sense that you've got to be all in on quarterback, that you've got to do that spot before you talk about anything else. By no means am I discounting the level of importance of that position or the need to get it right. And by no means do I believe for sure the Browns have it right, that if you go with Brian Hoyer as your guy, you've got this nailed down. Or that if you pick up Matt Schaub somehow, and I don't, the trade scenario doesn't work for me with the Texans that's been buzzed about because of the contract issue. That the only way that trade works is if the Browns can restructure that deal and make it much more palatable. You don't pick up the deal as it stands with Houston.
Correct.
For him. But even at that, I don't think that quote, nails down the position.
No, you still have to draft somebody.
You got to draft somebody.
No matter what. My opinion, though, is if Schaub hits the open market, you're not going to get him at the price you want because the Raiders are reportedly so interested in him and are set on getting him. You don't want to get in a bidding war for Matt Schaub. That's my stance anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to get into a bidding war for Schaub at all. No, you don't want to get in. There's not a quarterback. Well, let's put it this way. I could see getting into a bidding war for a quarterback, but not him.
Right.
There's not a guy out there that's worthy of a bidding war.
No. Let me just say this. Blake Bortles, pro day underway. Apparently on fire in the early going. Only one ball has hit the ground so far.
That's my Blake.
Bortles gets doing it and down
just
there.
Just like I showed
Central
him at the
Florida. That's right. You worked on his footwork. Quarterback guru, Vic Carucci.
Yeah, that would do him a lot of good. All right, this was fun. And good stuff, Nate Ulrich, being part of this show. We appreciate that. We want to thank Mark Daniels, the voice of Central Florida football, the play-by-play voice there. We want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show and putting together Browns Daily Wrap. That will be posted later today on ClevelandBrowns.com with each of our mock drafts, 1 through 32, and all the Browns picks as well, we being Nathan and myself. Want to thank Jason Gibbs, our producer. Stay tuned. It's Hooley and Gerard coming up next. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying we will talk with you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Mocks up at ClevelandBrowns.com later today. Check them.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.